93.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Welcome to the Sports Hangover. It's Tuesday, a little local music to celebrate the day as well. Week before Mardi Gras, can you believe that? Weather's going to be yuck the next couple of days. Saw like something like 46 degrees on Mardi Gras Day and warms up during the day. Anyway, let's see. What do we talk about today? Did you watch the Pels game against the 76ers yesterday? Did you watch or have partaken in social media and seen how things have turned for LeBron James and the Lakers? It's incredible. Like, it is honestly incredible to me, the turnaround, the change. I mean, I can't find a network, a talking head, a reporter that's not out there telling you, oh, this is just a bad team now. Poor LeBron. Or LeBron's not leading. Or it's incredible. I mean, social media, I sat yesterday before I went to bed and it's like 15 to 20 minutes. I just scrolled on Twitter, on the timeline. And I mean, the comments of the videos of LeBron playing questionable defense, but he didn't move on a lot of plays. I mean, like, I can't make this up. Then you watch SportsCenter this morning. Or last night in SportsCenter, you know, they're doing the highlights of the games. You know, Lakers at Memphis, LeBron James, and they play a highlight. I'm going to play their highlights. Like, I'm going to play so you can hear it yourself. They spot shadowed him. They did like a little moving circle around him. Then they highlighted him where you can clearly see him and everything else is kind of faded. Then he's not moving. Here comes Joakim Noah right down the paint. Wakda, dunk. I'm like, wow. Because I can tell you, whether it's the Saints locker room, whether it's the Pelicans locker room after a game, ESPN's on, right? So at some point in time, his teammates saw the LeBron-tage of him playing the first half of just, I mean, his guy shooting the left corner, a left wing three, and then he's complaining to his teammates to go guard him. It was incredible. Like, this is such a soap opera that at this point I am actually now enjoying it because it's just, again, I'm enjoying it from this aspect of it. It's the, I told you so. Just keep in mind, remember, during this context of all this, which we'll talk about and have a little fun with today, this was the team that everyone said we needed to go and get. How dare us? Dell Demps is an idiot. The Pelicans, you know, you deserve everything you get now because you make it. Remember, this trade, that team, that lost to the Pels in Memphis, by the way, two of the lower teams in the Western Conference, back to back. That's the team that we should have traded for Anthony Davis. I mean, when Colin Coward goes 4 minutes on how the Lakers are just not good and LeBron's not engaged, that ought to tell you everything. Because that guy, for 2 weeks straight leading to the NBA trade deadline, I mean, he couldn't find a microphone fast enough to tell you how, you know, this is just not a big city, New Orleans. It's just, I mean, you go there, you have your fun, you eat, and then you go. You go home, you go live somewhere else. You go spend money somewhere. I mean, he just trashed the city. Why no one wants to play here? Just, it's all about L.A. Anthony Davis is good to L.A. Now he's, well, you know, they're just not very good. LeBron's not engaged. I'll play it because I almost feel like we need like a sitcom laugh track, Joey, in the background of a lot of this. We'll play LeBron after the game yesterday, blaming more of his teammates. It's everyone's fault. I'm telling you, Jason over at the gym calls him LeBlame. I love it. 800-998-1003. We'll touch on that. We'll touch on the Pels and my thoughts on that game here as well. LSU taking on Texas A&M. Big game tonight for the Tigers. And I say big game because how do you bounce back? And what I mean bounce back is you follow up that win against Tennessee. How do you follow up that win against Tennessee? It's a game that, look, I mean, the SEC regular season title is there. If you win out, you can at least get a share. If you do that, you'll get good seeding in the tournament. That could help your seeding nationally in the March Madness, you know, so all of that. So we'll touch on that here as well. Your guest list for the day in hour number two. David Grubb's going to join us. Crescent City Sports covers the Pels. We'll talk about that game yesterday in a little detail and a little fun. You got Nichols taking on the Tulane Green Wave, weather permitting. Weather permitting. Obviously, you got some rain coming up the next couple days, as I said. It's going to be yuck. So, Joey, get your meteorologist eyes out there and just look out that window. You can tell me if when that rain and that weather is coming.
Now.
It's coming now. That's fantastic. I know the Graf is supposed to get on a bus in the 2 o'clock hour to make their way down there.
By August,
exactly. So he'll join us at 1:45 to preview that. Look, I'll tell you what, Nichols baseball off to a nice start. And if that game gets played today, two pitchers that are doing really well to start the season off. So we'll get a preview of that. 2:05, it's Tuesday, so touch them all. Timmy Grubbs, we'll talk a little Major League Baseball with us at 2:05. And Jason Muntz is going to join us at 2:15. And Jason, if that name sounds familiar to you at all, if you're a Golden Eagle like I am, I followed him absolutely because he covered USM, beat writer for the Hattiesburg American. He now is the sports writer producer at Memphis News, covers things over in the Memphis area. Why am I bringing him on? Well, guess who's getting the start this weekend? And had a sit down with Jason yesterday, Zach Mettenberger in the AAF. So with the Memphis football team over there, head coached by Mike Singletary, by the way, he's going to talk a little bit about him. So taking on the Apollo. So Zach Mettenberger came in last week. Now he's going to get the start. So let's kind of, you know, catch up with them and see how he's doing for the former Tigers. So that's coming up at 2:15. 800-998-1003 is the number to call. You can always tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA, at ESPN Radio NOLA is the way to chime in and be a part of the conversation. And at ESPN Radio NOLA, you can tweet something that I think is going to be something I was just thinking about. Obviously, a lot of people still making a big deal about the Zion shoe that he blew it out and which shoe and what apparel. I'm going to have a little fun with this here today a little bit. Like, what's your go-to? Is it Nike? Is it Adidas? New Balance? I know Adidas has made a big push lately, and is you're seeing that around. I'm seeing Puma starting to come back around a little bit as well. Reebok had a little bit of a resurgence in terms of popularity, but I'm asking it from this perspective, right? Joey, cause you know, you make a lot of money like I do, right? So basically your shoe budget's about $60. So if I got $65, $70, like I can only buy shoe, right? I need it based on these kind of things, right? I need longevity in my apparel. I don't need it to be ripped or, you know, things like that can last a bit. So longevity, stylish looks, and price. So with those things in mind, what is your apparel company that you go to? Shorts, shirts, you know, because I don't know
Salvation
about you guys.
Army.
Yeah, Salvation Army. You may go do that. Because look, here's the thing. I'm being honest. Like, once it starts getting warmer, bye-bye cotton. There's just I gotta wear stuff that's cool, you know, when the humidity gets going. So I do purchase a lot of things of that nature. But what is your go-to? And what's the most important thing to you? Is it style? Is it popularity? Let's be honest. Some people like to buy the popular brand. Is it usage? You know, you feel like, hey, this is what I can use it for and why I like it. And price. I mean, kind of pretty much all comparable for the most part, you know. I mean, every apparel brand has the higher end shoe, the signature shoe, the signature apparel of an athlete that'll cost you, you know, three figures. But for the most part, you can find something in the $65 to $150 to $100 range. Buy all of them. So which one do you like? Is it Under Armour? I've never owned a pair of Under Armour shoes. My wife has three. She loves them. I've never owned them. So I don't know. We can do that in the background as we chat today because, again, I've seen anywhere from like $1 to $2 billion Nike lost in the day or two after the Zion Williamson thing when the shoes go. I'll tell you this, and I'll be honest with you. You know, I get a lot of Nike shoes and stuff with the teams that I do, and And Joey, a lot of those, they maybe last the season. So, you know, I don't know, call it good marketing to where you need to buy a new pair the following year. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, it's important to have longevity.
Yeah,
I got a lifetime. Yeah, no, I got a pair of gym shoes that I use to, like, to jog before I lift or if I do cardio. Dude, I'm on, like, year four of those New Balance.
Dude, you know? I'm still wearing Busta Brown. So.
Now, granted, I use them just for the gym. I don't walk around in them. I have them in a gym bag. I take them out to do cardio and lift, and then you go right back into a bag. So
a gym.
Yes. Tennis, same thing. I got shoes just specific for that so they last. But it's like your everyday shoes. Like, which brand do you dig the most and you think works for you? Because I do think it's changed in a lot of different areas. So anyway, we can have a little fun with that in the background as well. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio Nova. As you know, one of the things, Joey, that I was looking at in some of the headlines, there's a lot being made about the Robert Kraft thing still, obviously, that the news came out back on Friday being formally charged. There's pictures of Tom Brady. I think they went to the Oscars and coming out. Tom's there with them. No, no, not pictures of Tom Brady at the Orchids of Asia. No. Let me rephrase that. There are no pictures of Tom Brady. Let me tell you something. If Tom Brady was at the Orchids of Asia, men wouldn't know how to react to that. Right? I mean, seriously, men wouldn't know how to react to that, and women would just, I don't think they would know how to react to that.
What's his wife's name?
Giselle, a Victoria's Secret angel.
Giselle would react to it differently than women.
Oh, well, yes, that would be its own reality show on how mm-hmm. that, but no, seriously, like, yeah.
rephrase that.
Yeah, because if Tom Brady needs to visit the Orchids of Asia,
we're in trouble.
When you have a Victoria's Secrets angel as a wife who makes more money than you probably do. Mm-hmm. I think she does, actually.
Yeah.
That would be a problem. I would be confounding. I would not know how you would think about that, because you just gave every woman out there the, you see, it's never enough.
Never enough.
Yeah. Victoria's Secrets angel. Orchids of Asia. Same thing. Anyway, they're talking a lot about should owners be held more accountable to players? How will the NFL handle this or not? It looks like by all the different legal analysts, I mean, Golic and Wingo this morning had a defense attorney. It was interesting to listen to that defense attorney. I mean, he added down. How'd you collect the evidence? Well, how did you get that video? You sure the video means that? The transaction took place. How do you know for a fact that is? I mean, they got to get the video thrown out. So, I mean, he went through a list
of
all the
morning.
Different things.
I did catch it this morning right when I was coming down. My mm-hmm. wife does watch it. And I said, so the Mueller investigation is going good. She goes, no, I'm watching Golic and Wingo. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's incredible. Actually, it's Ryan Smith, the ESPN legal analyst. Okay. So it's Ryan Smith. ESPN legal analyst. I'm going to play this for you because this is him this morning. And I guess I learned some things. Not that I would ever need to, hopefully, ever use a defense attorney for legality such as this. But
he categorically denied that he did anything illegal, which is key to me, because he didn't deny necessarily that he was there or anything like that. And the police say they have evidence that he was there. But the bottom line is, if I'm his defense lawyers, there's a couple ways I approach this. First, he's going to plead not guilty. Once that happens, discovery starts. And that's when I get to see everything that the state has on my client. So I'm going to look at that, and I'm going to start saying, okay, what doesn't belong here? Starting with maybe trying to look at that videotape they have and say, hey, that shouldn't even be a part of this case. Because think about it like this. If they can get the videotapes thrown out, if they can get all of that thrown out as evidence that wasn't obtained in the proper way, this case falls apart.
Ooh. Very true. It's all about that video.
Intelligent, well thought out objection.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Overruled.
That is still that movie's fantastic. Mr. Smith also says it's starting to maybe become
Mr.
a bit.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, Mr. Smith.
What
Mr.
a
Smith.
Name.
Yeah, Mr. Smith. Becoming an image issue for the NFL.
Whether he is convicted or not, the league can penalize him. They can fine him. Something like $500,000, they can find other sanctions as well, not just fines, depending on how they look at it. If that tape comes out, it changes the game because of what goes to the essence of this. It's not looked at like some major crime. This is a misdemeanor.
Right.
It's not something that's associated with jail time. But the NFL is different. That's why I keep saying Robert Kraft is different. The NFL is different. This is an image issue.
Let me ask you this. Again, I'm asking this out loud to you guys listening. Is it because he has that image and he is larger? I mean, the guy's worth billions, right? I think I saw the number was $6 billion. 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 wins, 400 mil or something's donated to charity, like all these different things. Is it because there's 175 other names on that list, I believe,
was what Adam Schefter would say. Watch.
Yeah. And he's the one that stood out. So is it because of his standing that he's kind of being held differently? And should he be? I want to get your opinion on that. Also, Ryan Smith asks, would he be willing to accept a guilty plea in order to just be able to pay that fine, do a little community service, and go on his way?
I think what becomes interesting here is you've already got Robert Kraft coming out and saying, I didn't do anything illegal. And I heard the prosecutor say yesterday, the state's attorney say, that everybody's going to be treated the same way. But Robert Kraft is not the same as all these other people, even including that Citigroup president, former president, who was accused of doing this. He is the highest profile figure of all of them. He's got a reputation to uphold. He is possibly the most powerful man in sports. Can he accept a guilty plea if he thinks the cards are stacked against him? Because what does that say? Well, you said you did nothing illegal, and now you're pleading guilty. That's not something that goes away for Robert Kraft. So I think what becomes interesting here is how long does he fight a case, as you say, Mike, that is not going his way in order to protect what he sees as his own integrity?
Right.
Does he continue to push that? Because you push too hard, and the state's attorneys may say, look, buddy, there's actually prison time on the table here. It's not something we typically do in cases like this, but we've got it out there. We're coming to you with a plea deal. Maybe you should accept it.
So I'll get your takes tonight. We really didn't take a lot of phone calls on Friday. We had a couple other topics that we were really kind of getting into. But I don't know, what are your thoughts, NFL fans, of the Robert Kraft situation? Is it much to do about nothing? Is it because of his name that everyone does that? Is it a bigger issue with that? Again, he was not charged with soliciting prostitution or sex of a minor, even though he was part of a larger sting that included several spas that were believed to be using human trafficking. So I think that's what I've gathered from seeing a lot of the stories nationally and some of the guys on ESPN and some shows. That's the word that's really making this a bigger issue or not. If human trafficking wouldn't be in the story, if the story Friday, this was presented this morning, what if the story Friday is Robert Kraft charged misdemeanor, 2 counts, solicitation of prostitution, period. That's the end of the story. Would it be looked at the same or differently? I mean, clearly, right? I think human trafficking adds a whole different element to it. Anyway, get your thoughts on that as well. Coming out of the break, Rick Barnes, head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers. They lost Saturday against LSU. Have you seen the picture circulating of the ref in that game wearing an LSU shirt, sunglasses, just proud tiger? Have you seen this? This is a huge thing apparently now. He's asked the SEC to investigate. Tiger fans, I want your thoughts on this because, again, for years I've always, you always feel the officials are against you, no matter who it is. I'm not even saying Tiger fans, any fans, right? When things don't go your way, aha, they're out to get us. Saints fans definitely feel that way right now. But look, we had that instance in the NFL when the replacement refs were out there. Somebody dug up a picture of a replacement ref on Facebook of him wearing a Saints jersey. The NFL removed him. Yeah, I know Saints fans. In the NFC Championship game, they had people from Los Angeles and California and a former Ram officiate the championship game, which is why we talked about you got to remove any sense of impropriety. But, again, I'll play what Rick Barnes has to say about it. And we'll get your opinions on it. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. That is the number to call. And go check them out online. Because when you do, you'll see videos, blogs. Why I keep saying go there. It's different instances of cases they've worked on. So that's an easy way for you to say, okay, maybe they can help us or not, right? It's not just in a traffic accident. They can help you maritime, offshore, you name it. Just go online. You'll see all the different things they do. Click about us. You can see all the different attorneys they have, who they are. And it's a free consultation call always. just to call and just see, hey, can they use your services or can you use their services or not? It's the King Firm, Hour One presenters. All right, we'll come back. We'll play what Rick Barnes had to say. Plus, we'll get you your thoughts on the game yesterday, Pels and Sixers. My thoughts on that coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Leave me no more.
Won't you come on home?
Oh, won't you come on home?
Won't you come back home?
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
It's Joe's Septic Contractors' annual Shooting the Crap on Saturday, March 16th. All registered participants must provide their own guns, shells, safety protection, and golf course. Competition times are set for 8 a.m. and 12:30. All proceeds benefit Give the Kids the World and the Center for Pediatric Therapy Scholarship Fund. Registered shooters have the chance to win a 12-gauge shotgun, but you must be present to win. Please come on out and show your support for this worthy cause at the annual Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition, right behind Joe's Septic Contractors at 15344 Highway 3235 in Cutoff. Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition will be held rain or shine. Call 985-632-5592 for more info or register in advance at Joe's Septic Contractors. Mail checks to P.O. Box 336, Cutoff, Louisiana, 70345. Thank you and God bless.
Want to hit it farther, straighter? Lower your scores. Get fit for the new equipment from Callaway.
TaylorMade.
Mizuno.
Titleist.
And Ping. Start Tech Fit Club Fitting for only $125.
Plus, in February,
any club purchase from Golf Tech comes with a free 60-minute performance analysis to ensure your new clubs and swing are dialed in. Your local Golf Tech is in Metairie on 17th Street behind Lakeside Mall. And visit golftec.com.
Swing better. Play better. Golf Tech.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Better than Ezra. Still to come, I'm going to give you my take on the thoughts of last night. Pels playing hard, miraculously, after AD has a seat. Are there stats to back that up? Coach Gentry was asked that. He didn't, I don't know what he's supposed to say. And then poor Anthony, you know. Joey, maybe I might ask you to get the sad violin out here in a little bit about his minutes restriction, him not seeing action in the fourth quarter while his team was playing hard. He didn't get it. Didn't understand it. Poor AD. Play that here in a quick second. All right, so I promised you the head coach of Tennessee here. So this is what happened. Anthony Jordan is the referee in the LSU-Tennessee game that called the foul at 0.6 seconds that allowed LSU to knock down some free throws, right? Foul was called on Grant Williams. Javonte Smart knocks down two free throws, breaks the tie, they win the game. So they went back to Facebook. Again, this is how it works, Joey. When you have one of these things, you better not do anything that upsets anybody because there's a timestamp and there's anything for proof, right? The year is 2014. Date, September 4th, 1:09 p.m. Strolling through D-Town, Grenada, doing a little sightseeing, and look what I saw to all my Bamas. Go Tigers. Here he is, sunglasses, holding an LSU Tigers shirt. Now, I'm just looking by that shirt. It's a female shirt. It's not for him. He just grabbed the shirt because the white stripes on the side. My wife looked at it. She goes, that's a women's shirt. But anyway, regardless. So all it took was one individual to find it. Norman Mercier. As a matter of fact, at @Norm_Tuck tweets, would be interested to hear the @SEC take on this. Yesterday's head official being a Tigers fan in @LSU basketball and @Vol_hoopsgame. So there you go. So then he tweets at everybody. Trey Wallace, John Reed, John Bryce 1, SEC Craig. He wants answers. The SEC released the following statement about Jordan's post. Anthony Jordan, the official in this social media post, has communicated to us that while traveling, get this, Joe, are you ready? Are you ready for this? In Spain. Spain. 5 years ago, he saw the t-shirt from an SEC team for sale in a store. He took a picture and posted that picture to be seen by friends via social media account. He said it was intent to make a lighthearted social media post about having seen the t-shirt in another country and not to express affinity for a particular school. Jordan has officiated at a high level in the SEC for 19 years, including 11 assignments in the NCAA postseason tournaments. We do not find the social media post to be acceptable with our expectations and will proceed accordingly while also acknowledging Mr. Jordan has a lengthy track record as a fair and impartial basketball official. The SEC does not comment on officiating assignments. The SEC has a conflict of interest policy that prohibits the participation of an individual officiating a game involving a school in the following categories. Any school the official attended, either as a student or faculty. Any school where immediate family, spouse, or children is currently enrolled. Any school where the official played for or with the current head coach. Any school where there is a relative on the coaching staff. Any school where there is a business relationship with the head coach or institution. Any school where the official or an immediate family member is currently employed by the institution. That seems like a pretty thorough list of things.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly Anthony Jordan's not connected in any way, shape, or form about LSU. It just so happened to have an LSU shirt in Spain 5 years ago. He posted the picture. This guy goes and finds it. Aha! Out to get us. Because he waited, of course, until that moment in the game to remember that 5 years ago he held a shirt that had LSU on and goes, whistle, foul. Good Christmas. The SEC, by the way, conducts extensive background checks on all of its game officials. Those background checks preliminary focus on legal issues, criminal activity, not on social. I couldn't be an official. I mean, some of this background stuff eliminates me, huh? Because my dad went to LSU, so I can't do an LSU game. SEC officials are instructed that any communications, including use of social media to convey information or discuss any aspect of games, coaches, teams, or players, are strictly prohibited. So there you go. Rick Barnes.
It's easier to get a gun.
It really is.
That I have full confidence they're going to do the right thing. I really do. They understand the situation, and they're as upset about it as we would be. But the fact is, they'll handle it, and then we've got to get ready to play another game.
Am I off the wall here and calling it a bit of sour grapes? Look, I get he's upset. And look, you remember in the Chris Blair call.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember the Chris Blair call, in his call of the game-winning play after the LSU got the stop, he mentions Rick Barnes going after Anthony Jordan. So I get it. Because I heard a lot of people say, how can you call that with 0.6 seconds? Here's what I'll say. If you're watching that, yes, we're probably peeking at the clock. Do they do so now? You realize how fast that play is? They're looking at the play. You know what I'm getting at? They're looking at the play. Now, do they know before the ball is inbound, they have 0.6 seconds?
No.
Okay, or however much time they got left, okay,
no.
Before that. I mean, no. They probably know when they inbound the play. They just have a handful of seconds left. Tennessee has the ball, whatever. I get that. I understand that. But as the play is going on, I mean, as a play-by-play guy of basketball, as the play is going on, a lot of times I miss things. That's why you need a second person or a static, because I'm focusing on the play that's going on. Now, I'm not an official. So those officials' eyes are probably on it, which is, again, why the no call in the NFC Champs game is just, this isn't the same thing.
No.
Because I don't know what they were looking at, because if you were looking at it, there's no way you can't call it, right? So what's nuts is to think that they waited and looked at the clock and did that on purpose. Again, not ever has he been accused of anything.
Have you looked at a clock as a spectator either?
Right.
No.
Look, again, and hearing the argument of how can you make that call at that time? Well, if it's a foul, and as Matt Moscone opened up the show yesterday and said, and I mean, the guy put his head down and ran over the LSU player. You have to call it. It's a foul. You have to have better sense.
Horn. There was no horn. So the play's still going online.
Admiral Schofield will have the ability to run the baseline.
Listen
here
to Chris here at the
seconds.
End.
Cavell Bigby Williams, they'll put him defending on the ball. He'll throw down the court. Williams picks it up, tosses, no good. Tigers win! Tigers win! They upset the number 5 Tennessee Volunteers. And here comes Rick Barnes. He looks like he wants a piece of Anthony Jordan. Orlando Poole going to wipe him away, move him out of the way.
There it is. I mean, he went right after the official. So in his mind, shame on that official for calling that play. Mm-hmm. And look, and there he is yesterday in the press conference saying, look, I'm confident they'll do the right thing. What would you like them to do? I mean, punish him, remove him? Again, I guess what I the reason I went through that and I read the entire story, and again, that story's on The Advocate if you want to go check it out. I guess what I'm trying to do is this. It's a question for you out there. Because it is difficult, and I've talked to a lot of different officials before Tulane games. There's a head of officials there. It's interesting to hear. You know what? I might have them on. If I can get a hold of him, I'm going to try to have him on the show because he's a head of officials for football, basketball, you name it, in this area and in college games in the works. And we went through the explanation of how you take away anybody that would have any affiliation to it or anything of that nature. And he talks about it, whether it's high school football, especially friends or what have you, which is why he could understand that you have any ties whatsoever to California or a Ram in the NFC Championship game. But I think we all know. But in this instance, I guess what I'm asking out loud is this. Is refereeing a profession where real life gets discounted or I mean, in other words, like, are you not supposed to have a life outside of that profession? Like, it's got to be hard to be an official, right? I guess you can't root for anybody ever, because if that picture comes out or anyone knows that you're a fan of somebody, you can't do it. Now, again, I read you the criteria from the SEC. You just don't have them officiate that game if they went to that school. But, you know, again, this is a picture, this individual post, and again, this is just my opinion, my wife's opinion. It looks like a female shirt. He just held up a shirt that was an SEC school, as he said. And now the school's trying to make it Tennessee, and his fans trying to make it as, aha, he's a Tiger. He got us. I'm by no means am I trying to come out as an LSU home or something. I'm looking at this. I think it's ridiculous.
I can't compare it, but
you know,
I've done officiating basketball and football in this area years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be saying, well, Joey, you can't officiate because you may be related to someone in Lafourche Parish. I got news for you. I'm probably related to 97% of Lafourche Parish. Okay. And I mean, you find out they're your cousin, they're your aunt, they're your own. It's hard to distinguish that now. If I'd be an official, I'd be checking the labels on my shirts. If I'm doing the Olympics, yeah, I'm going to make sure I'm not wearing a shirt made in Thailand.
Yeah.
Or they'll find me. I mean, there's a line to draw, I think, where it gets ridiculous, Gus. And I think that's where the line is right now. I think they've crossed it. My opinion. I'm not a homer. I'm not even pulling for LSU. I didn't even go to college there. Hold on, here I go. I'm East Coast. I'm stuck with the Patriots owner now because I'm on the East Coast. But anyway, Where do you draw the line of it's ridiculous? Well, where?
Like I said, I just, my thing is, I don't know. I'm trying to make relevance of this. I mean, it's a picture of 5 years. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to say, okay, well, would a Saints fan be upset if a picture of an official, actually, that's kind of happened. Never mind. Former Ram, former Falcon.
Scratch that.
I don't know. I guess my thing is, I mean, again, this is in Spain. He's not in Baton Rouge at the Mall of Louisiana prior to the tip off, you know, cause when I saw the picture on social media, I'm like, oh my, did he go to the Mall of Louisiana to have some lunch, you know, from the hotel on the way to the game and he's holding up a picture of a shirt? Okay, I can see it. I'd be an issue. This is Spain. This is 5 years ago. The guy's officiated 19 years. 19 years. The SEC went out of its way to list all the accomplishment. 11 postseason appearances. 19 years. The guy's never been a question. And, you know, here's this picture. Now all of a sudden, Rick Barnes wants them to do the right thing. Okay. I don't know. Feel free to chime in. 800-998-1003. My thoughts on the Pels taking on the Sixers. AD, baffled. Absolutely baffled that he wasn't in the fourth quarter helping his team, I'm sorry, Drew and the Legacies, come back against the 76ers. Just baffled. I'll play his thoughts and his words next. You're listening to the Sports Hangover, where Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Counting every drop. About to blow my top.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go fish that.
Oh, come on. This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive Smart Flex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Kick off the weekend with ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club from Friday noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, located at 132 Royal Street in the French Quarter. Join Gus Cattingill and see why Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Visit our 50 beers on tap and the best four bars. Gumbo, barbecue shrimp you're going to find around. You got to try it, even their baby back ribs. It's another ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club this Friday, noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Grab a friend and join the fun at 132 Royal Street.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Take a ride on a riverboat. Gonna leave in that Nassau, she rode. Paddle wheel down to New Orleans. Gonna find me a brand new.
Oh, a Local Music Tuesday. Like to do that on Tuesdays. Anything local about New Orleans, about Louisiana, local artists, or even songs that even mention us. We'll play. Got any suggestions? Feel free to send it our way. If you got any local artists that want to get their music, it's sportshangovermusic@gmail.com. Send your MP3, link to SoundCloud page, or anywhere where your music is, and we'll play it. We'd love to do that for you. So last night, Pels taking on the 76ers. 111-110, the final. Philly, by the way, folks, they're good. They're a very good basketball team. They'll be contending in the East. And, you know, the Pels battled. If you watched the game, I was impressed, again, by the way this team plays when AD's not on the court. Now, 76ers in fourth place right now. Beyond the Pacers, Raptors, and Bucks. And, look, you look at that game, and AD started, got booed at the free throw line. It's to be expected at this point, right? 18 points in 21 minutes, 8 of 14 from the field. He had 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks in 21 minutes. So he's good. It helped. Came out early in the third, didn't see a minute of action in the fourth. Anthony Davis on his minutes.
It was tough, you know, if I just play first and third, you know, I'm sitting out, I think, like 45 minutes or something like that, and it's tough to get back warm. So, you know, Coach came to me today and just said he wanted to switch it up, you know, so that way I'm not going to stay in the rhythm longer.
How about watching the fourth quarter?
Is it hard for you to have to watch when the guys are coming back, knowing you're not going to go in because of this minutes?
Yeah, I mean, especially in the fourth. You know, I've never, you know, been a guy who sat in the fourth quarter, you know, and so it's a little tough, but, you know, I sit on the bench and cheer for these guys, and, you know, they did a good job tonight.
There you go. Thank you. I appreciate that. Going to get the phone call in a quick sec. AD on the team fighting.
Oh, man, it was amazing. You know, guys fought and had a chance to win the game several times. And, you know, we'll get the lead and then had a chance to win the game. So, that's all you can ask for. Guys fought and just play.
It's incredible, isn't it? 22 points from Jrue Holiday. Again, this team just, they had it. 110-107 with 136 left. Jrue missed a three. I mean, he had so many opportunities to win this game and steal it from a really good team. And I don't know. It's like I hear him talk. He's like, I wish I could get in there. And you told him you didn't want to play. I don't know. How do you feel about this, Pels fans? Because, I mean, is this the perfect thing, right? It's competitive. You lose by one. You had a chance to win it. Etuan Moore shot a three for some reason with some time on the clock that was, you know, blocked and tipped. But is this exactly what should be happening? Play hard, look good, without them, lose. Help your lottery spot. It elicits a lot of different emotions for me. It does. Daniel, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. Corey, you're on the On Deck Circle. What you got?
Hey, thanks, guys. I literally told my coworker this morning, I want the Pels to barely lose every game.
There it is, see?
I mean, like, let the young guys play. Let them earn their future spot here or somewhere else. Get good tape and move on. I mean, it is what it is with the AD thing. I'm over it. So if he plays some, whatever. That's the status quo. But hey, look, I called like 2 weeks ago. I'm a Tennessee alum. Mm-hmm. I ended up going to the game. My wife and I drove up to the LSU game and thought I'd just share my thoughts briefly.
Sure, absolutely.
I thought it was, one, I was bummed we lost, but in terms of value, couldn't have asked for a better game. It was, and I think everyone would agree, because the shooting wasn't great, you felt like every bucket that went in was, I don't know, you were just holding your breath. And then you got to give all the credit in the world to the LSU players. They just never gave up one bit. And then I would say that the PMAC, it was rocking, man. I would love to know what it would have been like if it was 6 o'clock and all the LSU fans had 7 more hours to enjoy themselves, because at 11 a.m. it was crazy. My freshman year of college was the year that Tennessee upset Kentucky at home, and there was the John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins team, and it just kind of reminded me that, but from the other, being on the other side of it. So I was, you know, it's good to see that there are other competitive teams now, not Kentucky, in the SEC. But, you know, I just thought LSU played great. I do wanted to know your thoughts on that, on the call at the end. I mean, it was the correct call, but how many times have you seen a loose ball foul 60 feet from the basket with 2 seconds to go? That's pretty rare, right?
Right. Well, here's my point, right? What if there's 22 seconds or 12?
Right.
Or a minute two? Is that still a foul?
I think it's more appropriate if it's a foul. I almost think you just let the clock run out. I mean, look, he made the right call. It's not like it's the pass interference thing where they missed the call. He made the right call.
Mm-hmm.
Bart had the ball. He came down, and Williams hit him. You know, as a fan from the Tennessee side of things, I was frustrated that Turner just jacked up a three. Why didn't he get it to Schofield and he does a turnaround 15-footer
right,
or something? Mm-hmm. You know, there was just total lack of whatever. So, you know, I can't go wrong with the call. I just have almost never seen a loose ball foul at the
right,
end of the game in that scenario. Go to double overtime. You know?
Look, I'll say this, Daniel. Are there instances where even us, whether it's media or fans, just sit there and go, you got to swallow the whistle? I mean, what we reference in the NBA playoff basketball where you tend to have a little more contact. I hear you. I think if they're battling for a rebound,
right,
I'm with you. I 100% with you. Like, do you call that? It's the same thing. Like on a Hail Mary, you probably can call pass interference on everybody on a situation like that. You know,
right? And I know I'll go. But one last comment was the tone was set at the beginning of the game when Naz Reid threw Williams to the ground, and they called it a flagrant one, not a flagrant two. And then, if you notice, guys were slipping all over the court because my wife was like, four players have hit the deck in this game than I've ever seen before. I mean, the guys running out there with a little broom wiping up the ground. So the whole game was super aggressive, the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
So the refs were not calling. I mean, Tennessee shot 16 free throws or something. I mean, they barely got to the line. So to all of a sudden call a foul when they haven't really been calling them, that was the thing that was a little surprising. That's all.
Okay. Appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for chiming in and giving us a take of what it was like to sit there. I appreciate it, Daniel. Thank you. Corey, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Hey, what's going on, Gus?
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Thanks for asking. Now, I just want to chime in on the AD situation.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie, man. I'm sick and tired of it. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. I mean, what makes matters worse is AD talking about legacy and all this stuff. I look at this roster, man. Jrue Holiday's doing his thing every night. Chet Duralo is shooting like 89% the last two games. Frank Jackson's doing his thing. Okafor's doing his thing. You got Kenny Hustle just hustling all over the court, and he's talking about his legacy. Basketball teams win because of a team. You can't tell me you can't win with these boys. You told me AD stat line in 18 minutes, and you try to tell me you can't win with these guys, but they're
exactly,
beating the Lakers without you?
Yeah.
I mean, legacy is not, hey, I need to go play with four other superstars to get my title. That's not legacy. Go look at Allen Iverson playing with Eric Snow and Nogauskas. That was terrible. You know what I'm saying? LeBron had horrible lineups his rookie year. That wasn't a good team in Cleveland.
But he led them. He led them to the finals, and he led them
exactly,
to.
Here's my thing. And
go ahead.
We're treating AD like he's Batman, but he's really Robin. He's Robin. He needs a Batman. Without a Batman, AD don't get me wrong. He's a great player. He's unbelievable. He can do anything on that basketball court,
yeah,
but he just doesn't have that true leadership ability. And people are born with it. You can't coach that. You have to be born with it, and he's not born with it. He needs a Batman. We want him to be Batman, but he's not. It's, in all fairness, he's a Robin. And it's just, it needs to be done. You know what I mean? To me, Jrue Holiday is more of a Batman than you know what I'm saying? I know it's goofy. I'm saying it like this, and I'm putting out, you know, I know you understand what I'm talking about.
No, I do. I do. No, one guy's the guy, and the other guy's, look, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Pippen, is Jordan the same without Pippen? And Pippen definitely not the same without Jordan. You needed both, but those two guys were the centerpieces, and they played off of each other, and they led everybody else, and everyone else went to this. You know, one of the things that you bring up, Corey, that I'm going to get into after on the other side of this break, too, is It's tough to watch because I'm a basketball fan first and foremost. I'm a New Orleans native first and foremost. And I'm watching it and I'm like, man, this team could have won. And I literally had this conversation with a buddy of mine, Mike, at the gym about this, that it stinks because I still maybe part of me wants to know. I'm that guy. You know, once you tell me you want to break up with me and dump me, I want to know why. What did I do? What was the instant? What was the time? Because I see that last night. I'm like, you're right. The guy got 18 points in 21 minutes. He goes in the fourth quarter. They win the game.
And, exactly.
You know, and that's why I look at him like, so why, Anthony? What is the reason? You can win with these guys. He never tried this season, perhaps, to give it a you know, to let it grow and fester. Corey, I'm up against a break. When I come back, I want to discuss this a little bit more. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. 800-998-1003. I'll finish my thoughts in here at the top of the hour. David Grubbs next hour, Todd Graffanini, Tim Grubbs, and Jason Muntz still to come on the Sports Hangover. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix. Power over pests.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Ma, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
ooh, I don't feel so good.
Relax. Your kids can be covered.
Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill.
It's Local Tuesday here.
Uh-huh.
Tunes Tuesday, so... I can't say I've really heard this song before.
It's Terry Bradshaw.
That's Terry Bradshaw?
Yep.
It's the name of the song.
I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Okay.
It is Terry Bradshaw.
There is Terry Bradshaw.
Go to YouTube. He was also a celebrity singer on The Masked Singer.
Oh, The Masked Singer.
Which, there, by the way, he was the first one off.
He was the first one off. That's a
he
shame.
Doesn't sound the same no more. Gus, back to you.
Oh, appreciate that. So last night, you might have heard, again, we'll talk about the Pels thing here in a second. I'll finish my thought, and then I'll get into the game last night with the Lakers. But I guess that's the thing that I'm still trying to, I guess probably the best way to say it is get over. Because... And especially coming off of last season, again, this is the fan in me. This is the native in me talking. I was excited. I was excited. I thought the team currently constructed the way they were with some of those players, probably best fit Gentry. And as I've said, look, and I understand we can have discussions all day to the basketball aspects of it. Has Alvin Gentry not used rotations properly? Sure, we can argue that. or discuss that rather. She's not giving players minutes when he probably should. Hey, look, I think it's pretty clear. Post AD announcement, there's some players that we didn't even know on the roster that are playing well. Right? But remember, a lot of this probably is the reason coming from the fact that did you feel like you could develop Kenrich Williams? Did you feel like you could give minutes to Frank Jackson? Did you feel like you could allow Jahlil Okafor to find a place on this team? Because remember, every single day, because it started in September with the, you know, Rachel Nichols interview and the, you know, before the season training camp presser focused on this year. Well, how did we cover this team? Remember one of the questions I've asked all the reporters that cover the team, whether it's the Advocates, it's the Picayune, you know, David Grubb from Crescent City Sports, you name it, Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. I've always asked, I asked 1 week to all of them, do we cover this team and game differently with hanging over our heads the phrase, got to do it or he's going to leave, right? Remember I've said for months, the beginning of the season, I can't think of another environment that works, working and living like that. Whether it's your workplace, a relationship, a friendship. Times when I'm having a bad day a week, my wife refers to the phrase walking on eggshells. We all know that, right? We're afraid to say something or do something that could upset a situation or escalate it further and put us in a bad predicament or situation. You want to say something at work, but, ah, man, you maybe know what that's going to be like. We've probably all worked for people that you just know today's not the day to go ask for a pen. I mean, I just seriously, right? Maybe today's not the day to ask for that day off. We all feel that, and it's an uncomfortable feeling. It's hard to go in. I've always been of the person that says, try to find something you're happy in. Hopefully it can pay the bills. But, man, if I can wake up in the morning and not dread, not have the butterflies of, is today the day I'm going to get fired? Is today the day I'm going to... Now, I get it. There's not a lot of different professions where it's result-oriented and based, not even just in sports. Right? Medical profession, the trades, and plumbing, air conditioning. If you don't do a good job, you're done, right? Companies are... So I get that. I mean, I understand that we all live with a certain amount of pressure. But as we watch these games unfold and I watch Williams and I watch some of the other players that the Pels have, you sit there and go, Gentry, where was he? Well, Alvin probably couldn't afford to do that because they had to win games. And in his mind, I need the more experienced, the more veteran players. And you don't know what Dell Demps is telling them. I've heard different instances. There was a lot of disagreement in there. Dell said, these are the guys he play. Alvin said, these are the guys I want to play. Why? Because if you don't win, AD will leave. Again, I can't think of a healthy relationship where that would work. Where if my dinner that I cook or where I take my wife to dinner isn't acceptable, she can leave me. Not be upset. Not say, hey, maybe next time try harder. Hey, maybe next time you don't shrink my sweater in the dryer. No, imagine the phrase being, you mess up a piece of laundry again, I'm out. That doesn't work. So it's interesting to look at the team this way and go, look at how hard they're playing. Because I said this at the beginning of the year. It was never an issue of talent for me. And you're seeing it. Look, we're going to have some fun top of next hour. We'll play some of the stuff with the Lakers, the implosion. Kuzma's a good player. They got some. Brandon Ingram's a good player. When you can just go play freely and just play, look at Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday's like, you know what? He's somehow, and I envy him, he's somehow compartmentalized, probably being upset that his friend wants to go, but understanding he's his friend and he's going to be happy. But then going, dude, when I'm on the court, I'm this guy. And I need to win. I want to win. They got guys playing for contracts next year. They got guys playing for jobs. They got guys getting the opportunity. It was cool to see Cam Reynolds, Tulane player, got called up from the G League. By the T-Wolves, and he's like, I get to finally say I'm an NBA player. And that's the thing that stood out to me. last night watching it. And that's the thing that still, I guess, upsets me about Anthony Davis. It is a selfish thing to do at that time and that point because you torpedo the season and you hinder and hurt people's opportunities to make the postseason and playoffs. You hinder and hurt the opportunity for people to have that experience and do it. If you wanted to wait to the end of the year, even if the decision was made months ago, and then you can say, look, we never got past the second round. We never got past the first round. Let's say this team doesn't make it. Man, no one would have had blame. Everyone would have understood, and things would have been differently. But now you're keeping Drew Holiday from an opportunity to maybe go win and get back into the postseason. Those young guys' experience of playing in the postseason. That's the thing that bothers me about all of this. Because they could have won last night if he plays. But how do you put him in when I'm going to tell you some stats when we come back, of numbers, where this team actually plays better when he's off the court. Sports Hangover Hour 1 was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KIG. Your phone calls, all of the first segment next hour. They've got a couple of guests, but we'll take calls throughout the rest of the show as well. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.